just one halakha that might be applicable in the laws of Yom Tov. So the halakha says that we have lechem mishneh on Yamim Tovim as well, just like we have lechem mishneh on Shabbat. And the halakha says you have to cover the bread. So there's different reasons that are given why we cover the bread. One reason is so it doesn't see its shame in the fact that we're making the kiddush first. Normally, hamotzi would come first, but we're in a catch 22. You have to make kiddush first. Shelo yireh boshto, so it shouldn't see its busha. Another reason that's brought down by the rishonim is zecher laman. The bread is keneged the man that used to fall, and the man had a covering over it, a covering of dew. So therefore, zecher laman, we cover the bread as well. There'll be a practical difference between the two reasons. Can you use a clear cover? For example, if you put, let's say, saran wrap over the bread, would that be considered a cover or not? Well, if you say that the reason is zecher laman, the man had a transparent cover, had the dew on top of it, so it should be okay. But if you're saying the reason is so it doesn't see the wine, so then the chauran has to be opaque. So therefore, Chacham Ben Sion writes, you should not use a clear cover, which you don't see too many people using anyway. You should use a white cover, preferably, he says. And there's reasons why white would be better, but it's not necessary, but it's better, he says. Another question we would ask is, let's say, which happens a lot, the person made kiddush already. The bread was covered, of course. And now you uncovered it, you made the hamotzi. And now somebody walked in late and wants to make hamotzi now. Do they have to cover the bread a second time? Or do we say, well, since you made the zecher for the man already at the table, so you did the zecher for the man already, and therefore you don't have to do it again. Well, it'll be clear that if the second guy's making kiddush, of course he has to cover it. Because, again, you don't want the bread to see the busha of the wine. The question is, if you go with the reason of the man, do we say that, well, you did the zecher laman already, and the one per table. Chacham Ben Sion says that it doesn't go per table, it goes per person. So therefore, every new guy that comes in, even if he made kiddush already, for example, it happens a lot. He made kiddush in shul, for example. Then he shows up after the hamotzi. A normal guy wouldn't think, you just pick up the bread and make hamotzi. But he's got to make a zecher laman, Chacham Ben Sion said. So how does he make a zecher laman? He would have to cover the bread first to fulfill the zecher laman, and then uncover it, and then make the hamotzi. So that is a halakha that sometimes you might not think of, but it doesn't go on the table according to him. It goes on the person.